3 months ago, deadly clashes broke out between the 2IO faction in Tonga village of Panyikang County, displacing more than 20,000 people in the Upper Nile state capital, Malakal. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, said more than 5,000 people fled to Abujop and Adidiang, while others reached the protection of a civilian site in Malakal. Johannes Deng, a deputy chairperson at the POC site, says whatever hardships South Sudanese faced in and outside the site are due to a lack of peace and stability in the country. Deng says people in the IDP camps need peace before they can go home.
If the government of South Sudan could listen to our voices and the difficulties that the people living in the protection of civilian sites go through, they should bring peace. We want peace. This is what will save us from depending on and calling on the humanitarian organization to do that for us.
Deng says after the renewed conflict in Upper Nile, more people who were displaced sought refuge inside the POC and local schools.
Since the conflict started, schools were closed down because there are people living inside the schools. We placed them at schools because there are no places for them. Right now, the situation is unpredictable.
Josephine James, a mother of five, says living conditions inside the POC site are deteriorating as people do not have enough food to eat. She says she has been selling vegetables in the market to help provide for her children.
We have been staying here and doing a small business in the market. Our living condition here has been very difficult. There is not enough sorghum to feed everyone. And even vegetables that are brought to the market are sold expensively. So nobody buys because people don't have money.
Aduong Agolarop, chairperson at the Protection of Civilian Site in Malakal, says some 50,000 people are living in the camp. Arop is urging the government to monitor local humanitarian groups who are helping IDPs to execute their mandate.
They should put pressure on them so that they can do their work. Because if they are working to support IDPs in POCs, they should find out if people are getting enough food or services so that government would be sure that people inside POC are getting services that the government has not been given them. But if NGOs delivers the service, is the same as the government. Because they are partners.
Last month, Fashoda County authorities said 23 people were killed and thousands of civilians displaced when a militia group attacked villages of both Niger Padbor, Patho, and Padit. The United Nations mission in South Sudan said in a statement that it is deeply concerned about emerging reports of violence in Fashoda County between armed young men from Jungle State, Fangak County, and Fashoda County youth. UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom said the highlighted tension and sporadic violence between different groups in Upper Nile and Jungle states that began in August have resulted in the displacement of thousands of people as well as the harassment and killings of other South Sudanese. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.